City departments and private groups are making their final push to the CBG Assembly for projects to be included in a possible extension of the city's temporary 1% sales tax. The so-called project tax, typically used to fund city construction and maintenance, is due to expire in September of 2013. Voters will be asked to approve a continuation at this fall's municipal election. The City Finance Department estimates the tax will bring in $8 million to $9 million a year in revenue for a total of nearly $45 million over 5 years. The Assembly's Finance Committee heard requests for more than $32 million in projects last night and will hear more next week. Many of the presentations followed a similar script. For example, in this exchange between Mayor Bruce Botello and Docks and Harbors Board Chairman Kevin Jardell.
My question, I think, in part is, what do you get if you only get half that amount?
We'll take it.
Docks and Harbors is seeking $7 million for a rebuild of Aurora Harbor and another $2.3 million for Ock Bay boat haul-out improvements. The Parks and Recreation Department has a list of 20 parks and trails projects that it would like to see funded, totaling about $4.7 million. Parks and Rec also manages several buildings that need maintenance and repair, including Centennial Hall. Juneau's Convention Center needs about $3.7 million for a new roof, plumbing improvements, and electrical upgrades. A Centennial Hall users group has formed to advocate for the fixes. They were represented by Peter Metcalf of the Juneau Public Market at last night's meeting.
As producers of events, we're basically masters of deception. You can walk into that building and say to yourself, well, this looks pretty good, you know, because there's been a lot of cosmetic upgrades. But those of us produce events know what sort of drama goes on behind scenes.
Other proposed projects discussed last night include $6.2 million for renovation of Capital Transit's bus barn, $6.6 million for a new learning center and lodge renovations at Eagle Crest Ski Area. Next week, the Finance Committee will hear presentations from the Juneau Airport, Bartlett Regional Hospital, Juneau Public Libraries, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, and Juneau Arts and Culture Center. Finance Committee Chairwoman Karen Crane plans to hold another meeting after next week to decide which projects to include on the municipal election ballot. That meeting will likely be held at the end of this month or in early July, so the City Manager's Office has time to prepare an ordinance to go to the full assembly. The temporary 1% tax is part of the CBJ's 5% sales tax, which also includes a 1% permanent tax and a 3% temporary tax. Arrow Refuse, the private garbage hauling company for Juneau, rolled out its new curbside recycling service this week. Operations manager Matt Dahl says the program already has 2,200 subscribers, with more people signing up every day.
I just kind of had a gut feeling on the high side we might hit 1,500, so we've exceeded that by far. Approximately 20 to 30 people the last couple days have been signing up as the neighborhoods have been seeing the carts out and the truck going up and down the road. So, you know, it's gathering a lot of synergy right now.
Dahl says the first recycling pickup was Tuesday with another route Wednesday. He says the materials were taken to the recycling center at the landfill operated by Waste Management, where they were baled for shipping to the lower 48. The City and Borough of Juneau and Waste Management are currently discussing the best way to handle Arrow's delivery of recyclables to avoid conflicts with customers dropping off materials at the landfill themselves. Arrow's recycling service costs $3.11 per month. That includes twice a month pickup and a 96-gallon roll cart container for commingled recyclable materials. The program is separate from Arrow's regular curbside garbage collection, which is regulated by the state. City bus fares will go up next month. The Assembly has approved the rate increase for adult and university student passes, as well as cash fares and tokens. Adult cash fares will increase from $1.50 to $2. An adult pass goes up from $36 to $40, and a roll of 20 tokens will cost $31.50, up $6.50. University of Alaska students will pay $2 more for a pass. Youth cash fares and passes will not change. Senior citizens, children under the age of 5, and active duty military personnel still ride Capital Transit buses for free. Capital Transit operating expenses have gone up 70% since 2004. Public Works Director Kirk Duncan says that's the last time that fares increased. To make up the difference, he proposed the fare increase rather than reduce service. The new rates take effect July 2nd. Several hundred people welcomed seven canoe teams yesterday who paddled to Juneau for Celebration 2012. The biennial cultural event begins today and brings together Southeast Alaska natives from all over the state, the lower 48, and Canada to share their art, dance, and stories. This year, the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium joined with the One People Canoe Society and other canoe teams to paddle to Celebration. The teams also used the stops along the way to raise awareness about suicide prevention. The first teams left Cake Saturday for Angoon, where another canoe team joined them. Then Monday, a team from Hoonah joined in Infunter Bay. They camped along the way, spending Tuesday night at Portland Island for the short paddle yesterday to Juneau's Auk Recreation Area. About 90 people made the trip and came from Angoon, Hoonah, Heidelberg, Juneau, Cake, Sitka, and Wrangell. They ranged in age from 10 to 70 and all seemed to relish the traditional mode of travel. Rosemary Alexander was at Auk Rec when the canoes paddled ashore and talked to some of the participants and observers.
Francis Haldane, I'll be 86 in a couple of weeks. I'm initially from Metlakatla, but living in Anchorage since 1960, I've always missed this type of country because that's the type of country that I was born and reared in, the water's edge, evergreen forests. And when I came in here, I had almost the overpowering urge to go down and touch the water and bless the water.
Mel's Lawson, Kaguantan. It's historic. In traditional times, canoes were our only mode of transportation, and it hasn't been used as our mode of transportation for a very long time. And it also encourages our young people to remember the canoe culture and to remember their own culture, where they're from, who they are.
Shailene Kuntz, Cake, when we came in, they had a big potluck, and then we went to Angoon, they were singing for us, and they had a huge potluck, and they were crying. It was so emotional, and a lot of happiness, and great stories. We're all together as one, the Haidas, Tlingits, some Tsimshians.
Terrence Peel, I was captain for the Kaganihada, Heidelberg out there. This is like a revitalization of our culture, reinstilling the pride and the dignity. We're trying to reach back, not to go back in time, but to get the values that were once ours.
Rhonda Butler. I am originally from Wrangell, and I'm a resident here in Juneau. And the Raven Canoe is Deshaton Canoe, and we rode in with Angoon. This journey for me is a spiritual journey based on suicide prevention. We're paddling for our children.
One People Canoe Society Chairman Doug Chilton taught the canoeists from each community to make their own paddles. Most were red and yellow cedar, some birch.
It's just like the journey. You know, they're coming together, creating what they're going to use out there to keep them moving and alive. It helps promote unity not only in the group, but on the canoe also when they're paddling.
KTOO photographer Heather Bryant was also among the greeters, and she has some nice pictures and a slideshow that you can check out on our website at ktoonews.org or also on KTOO's Facebook page. Also a reminder, live coverage of Celebration can be viewed on 360 North Gavel Alaska Television, or you can also see that online at 360north.org. Also, another reminder from the Juneau Police Department that the streets and the parking lots in the Willoughby Avenue and Whittier Streets area will be closed starting at 8 o'clock this morning for the Grand Entrance Parade into Centennial Hall.